Hello again. This is John Chardy to have words with you, and I have before me a letter from Professor William Hathaway of the University of Minnesota asking for a transcript of my earlier talk about the sources of the words pecuniary and peculiar. But since my talk on this subject was some years ago and incomplete, I welcome a chance to work up a newer and fuller note. The root of this discussion is the Indo-European stem peku, P-E-K-U, which developed before there was coinage and which expressed the idea wealth or property as expressed in heads of cattle. Before there were bank accounts, one knew a man's wealth by counting his herds. The Maasai of Africa, if I understand correctly, still measure wealth in herds of cattle. Once into the Bronze Age and the later Iron Age, man had bars of metal that could be reckoned as forms of wealth. The first sort of money dug up by anthropologists seems to have been just such bars, many of them stamped with the head of a bull, the ancient symbol of value surviving on the new medium of exchange. The root peku, P-E-K-U, made it into Latin peku with a C, P-E-C-U, with the meaning cattle. But it also became the base of Latin pecunia, money, and of peculium, private property, which is to say property held apart from the state. From Latin pecunia, by way of pecuniaris, having to do with money, English derives pecuniary with the sense unchanged. A pecuniary interest is a financial interest. And from peculium, private property, English derives peculiar, with a root sense shift to personal, individual, of oneself. Because language keeps shifting, peculiar in English has also come to mean odd, eccentric. Similarly, to peculate has come to mean to embezzle, that is, to steal money entrusted to one's care, though note that at pure root it could as well have meant to rustle, to steal cattle. Not many cowboys have peculated, but more than a few have improved their peculiar pecuniary position by rustling. And there is also fee, a payment for services, especially for professional services. Bear in mind that the Indo-European preceded both Italic and Common Germanic, and that its roots passed into both tongues. In Germanic, the terminal KU was clipped, the root becoming PE, or some variant thereof. In Germanic, moreover, P readily changes to F, and in fact often occurs with it, as in fared, horse. By way of Frankish, a Germanic tongue, this root, fe, F-E, with some variant thereof, passed into Old French fe, fief, a hereditary property under the feudal system, and so from Old French into Middle English fief. But as a last evidence of this survival of the ideas cattle and money in the single word, note that Middle English fehaus, or maybe I should say fehaus, meant both treasury, place of money storage, and cattle shed. The association between wealth and cattle in a single word, begun about 3 or 4 millennia before Christ, and before the first coinage of money as we know it, survived at least into late medieval English. Language, as it is often a pleasure to note, can have a tenacious memory. This is John Chardy, word freak at minimum fees, saying if this sounds peculiar to you, you probably have never counted the wealth of your own language. Goodbye until our next word roundup, and good words to you.